kids are finally back in school, and now COVID-19 cases are on the rise. The vaccination rate for eligible children remains low. Side Effects' Carter Barrett and WFYI's Elizabeth Gabriel report on what's holding parents and kids back and the potential consequences of waiting to vaccinate.
Corbin is a 15-year-old sophomore at Riverside High School within the Indianapolis Public Schools District. Students who come into contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19 don't have to quarantine if they're vaccinated and don't have symptoms. That was Corbin's motivator.
Just so that I can stay in school longer, so that way I don't have to get quarantined when everyone else does. And I mean, it's just important to get it so that we can keep the whole community safe.
But getting youth vaccinated hasn't been easy. Brianna is a 15-year-old junior at Mooresville High School. She didn't get her first dose of the vaccine until a few weeks ago.
I have very busy summers. I do 4-H projects and I do 4-H camps and I went to CIY. So between all of those, I couldn't have made the 3-week shot follow-up.
Brianna says many students are still hesitant about the COVID-19 vaccine.
A lot of us have also been sitting back making sure there's no large reactions happening because it just got released for us a couple months ago. I can't speak for everybody, but I feel like it's been at least 25 to 30%.
Her estimate is spot on. Indiana youth still have the lowest vaccination rates compared to other age groups in the state. Only 27% of 12 to 15-year-olds are fully vaccinated, and a recent survey found that less than half of Hoosier parents say they intend to vaccinate their kids. And as the Delta variant becomes the dominant strain across the country, more children are getting sick.
COVID does infect children. It is a significant concern, and that the vaccine is even more important now. We realize that much more now even than we did 8 weeks ago.
I'm Carter Barrett, and that's pediatrician Dr. Sarah Bosselet. She oversees primary care for Riley Children's Hospital. When it comes to parents vaccinating their children, she says people tend to fall into a few different buckets. The biggest group is parents that just have questions.
The vast majority are in that middle section where they've heard all this information. They're overwhelmed by it. They're trying to sort through it and figure out what the truth is and what makes the most sense for their family.
Then there's the families, like 15-year-old Brianna, that haven't had the time. And finally,
you have a small but vocal group who, even when you just say the word COVID, they bristle, and you know that you're not going to get anywhere.
And Dr. Brian Wagers, an emergency medicine physician for Riley, says the impact of COVID-19 on children is clear.
The bottom line in the emergency department, we're seeing record volumes. We've broken our record over the last couple of days for 24 hours, a couple of times.
Indiana's low COVID-19 youth vaccination rate stands in contrast to the state's success in vaccinating children for other diseases, like measles or polio. Public health experts know what strategies work to increase vaccination rates. But COVID poses a unique set of challenges. Political scrutiny, a novel virus, and public health messaging that keeps evolving. And here's the concern that Delta will continue to ravage its way through schools, and the virus will continue to mutate until vaccines become less effective.
When I look at that data, I see that we are not going to get through this pandemic without being able to vaccinate younger populations, right?
This is Tom Dzinski, a public health expert at IUPUI.
In other words, we have a whole susceptible population that can still spread disease.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
And for Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.